Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has opened the Czech Olympic House in London. Justice Minister Pavel Blažek will decide on the appointment of a new Prague state prosecutor next week, and the Prague Zoo lost one of its young gorillas in a tragic accident on Friday morning. President Václav Klaus has opened the Czech House in London's Islington neighborhood, which will serve as the country's public hub for the Olympic Games. The large hall has a space for 5,000 people and will be a meeting place for athletes and fans, sponsors and journalists. Concerts will also be held there, as will ceremonies for victorious Czech athletes. Czech television has an open studio in the house, from which it will be broadcasting throughout the Olympic Games. A mechanical statue of a double-decker bus doing push-ups, the work of Czech artist David Černý, has reportedly drawn large numbers of passersby into the building. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says he will not dismiss Transport Minister Pavel Dobeš, provided the new vehicle registration system continues to function properly over the coming days. The system was seemingly in working order on Friday morning, though many registration offices were closed for the day and its maximum efficiency could not be put to the test. The Prime Minister gave Mr. Dobeš an ultimatum this week as public discontent over the persistent malfunctions escalated, giving him until Friday to get the system in good working order or else resign. Left-wing parties would not be able to form a parliamentary majority if elections were held today, according to a new poll. The survey, conducted by the agency Factum in Venio, suggests that the senior coalition party, the Civic Democrats, have gained in popularity in July, decreasing the lead of the opposition Social Democrats. The Communist Party lost two hypothetical seats, leaving them in third place. The left-wing parties in such a situation would have exactly 100 seats in the 200-seat lower house. Six parties would cross the 5% election threshold, including Topo 9, the Christian Democrats, and the Miloš Zeman Party. Justice Minister Pavel Blažek will decide on the appointment of a new Prague state prosecutor next week, a ministry spokesman told the press after a meeting between the minister and the Supreme State Prosecutor Pavel Zeman on Friday. Mr. Blažek has hesitated on making an appointment to the position since he took office 3 weeks ago, despite the strong public and media interest in anti-corruption prosecutor Lenka Bradáčová, who the Supreme State Prosecutor recommended for the post. Speculation is rife that the former Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil was sacked because of his intent to appoint Ms. Bradáčová. Mr. Blažek has conceded that she is the best qualified candidate for the post, but says he fears the forthright Bradáčová would have a divisive effect on the institution. The Prague Zoo lost one of its young gorillas in a tragic accident on Friday morning. A 5-year-old gorilla named Tatu was killed when a rope went untangled and got caught around its neck. One of the keepers found the animal suspended from the rope and in the arms of one of the females. The rest of the band was dispersed with water so that veterinarians could assist the gorilla, but CPR proved ineffective. The zoo's director, Miroslav Bobek, said that Tatu's death was the institution's worst tragedy since the 2002 floods. Now turning briefly to the weather, the coming days are expected to be mostly sunny with occasional showers and storms, and daytime highs reaching 32 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.